Hello, everybody. Evangelist Fernando Perez here. Such a great blessing to come to you today through this video. Today, I want to pray. I want to stand in prayer, in agreement with you, with everyone battling with a spirit of failure and a spirit of unfruitfulness. Amen. Maybe the enemy is telling you today that you are a failure, that your life is not going to change, that there's no solution for your problem. Guess what? That is a lie straight from the pit of hell. I want to pray with you. I want to declare the word of God of your life. I want to declare of your life that you are actually, according to the word, you are more than conqueror. You are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. Amen. So let's just pray today. I want to pray if you're battling, okay, with a spirit of failure, if the enemy already convinced you that you have failed in your marriage, in your relationships, in your job, in your career, in your family, in your ministry, whatever area in your life that the enemy is already convincing you or have convinced you that you are a failure, guess what? That is a lie from hell. We're going to pray. We're going to come against that lie and the deception of the enemy. Amen. And my prayer is that by the end of this prayer, you'll feel your hope. My desire is that your hope will be restored in the name of Jesus, and that you'll get yourself up again. You're going to stand in your feet. You're going to stand, okay, in the truth of the word of God. Amen. And you'll be able to get your hope restored in Christ Jesus today. Amen. If you feel hopeless, because you feel that you are a failure, maybe people spoke into your life that you were a failure, but that is a lie from the enemy. You are not a failure. Amen. And so let's stand in prayer, believing God for your breakthrough. I do want to share a passage of scripture to bless your day today. And we're going to stand in prayer, but also in the word of God. Amen. And if you have your word, would you please open up to the book of John, chapter 15, and we're going to read verse 4. He reads, "Abide in me." This is Jesus saying, "Abide in me, and I will abide in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." Amen. The secret for success, the secret for you and I as a believer in Christ, the fruit, the secret for our success is abiding in Christ. Amen. Being able to abide in Christ, get a hold of the word of God, the promise of God, surrendering our lives to Christ. That is the beginning. That is the secret of your fruitfulness and my fruitfulness. Amen. And then verse 7 says this, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask for whatever you desire, and it shall be yours. By this my Father will be glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciple." Amen. So once again, the fruit, the secret of your success and my success is abiding in Christ, okay, living by the word of the living God, amen, applying the word of God into our lives. And so, praise God, let's just pray right now. I want to pray. So this is what I want you to do. This is the instruction, okay. I want you to pray along with me, but I want you to speak. I want you to take your authority as a man and woman of God, okay, in that area in your life that you feel that you have failed. I want you to speak to that area. It might be, as I said, your job, maybe in your career, maybe in your family, a relationship, okay, in your business, okay, whatever it is that you feel that you have failed, maybe in your relationship even with Christ, I want you to speak into that situation, and I want you to come out of agreement with the lies of the enemy, amen, and I'm going to pray a deliverance prayer, and my prayer is that by the end of this video today, your hope will be restored, that your mind will be restored, that spirit of heaven that is hovering over you, that thing will be broken off you, and you'll feel the peace of Christ coming into your life. Amen. So let's pray. So if you can, please close your eyes and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your faithfulness. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I want to stand in agreement with my dear brother, my dear sister, every one of them, Lord, they are feeling that they are a failure. The enemy, our viewers, some of our brothers and sisters today, Father, they have even believed that they are a failure, Lord, that their lives will never change. But Lord, as a minister of the gospel, I take authority over all the lies of the devil, every demonic spirit, every spirit that came with the assignment to defeat and to destroy my brother and my sister. I say back enough in Jesus' name. I take my authority, Lord, I take the authority as a man of God against every lie of the enemy. The spirit of failure that is in operation, that is operating in the life of my brother, those who, Lord, in their marriage, they've been going through a battle in their marriage, and the enemy have convinced them that their marriage is a failure. I say, broken off every demonic lie of the devil, Lord, and that is coming against their marriage, their relationship. I say, broken off every spirit of failure, Father, in their family, a spirit of confusion, every spirit that is coming to divide and to destroy this family. I say, lose your grip. Come out of this family. Come out of this home. Come out of this marriage in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I declare and I decree a shift in the spiritual realm. A shift. Every demonic spirit that is working behind the scenes, Lord, to destroy this marriage, to destroy this relationship, to destroy this family, I say, back off. Take your filthy hands. Loose your grip. Come out of this home. Come out of this family. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I declare restoration. I declare the cycle of defeat, Lord, in their marriage, in their home, in their family. I say, back off. I speak restoration. I decree restoration in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your words say that the power of life and death, it's in our tongue. And so, Lord, I declare life into this home. I declare life into this marriage. I declare life into this family in Jesus' name. In every cycle of defeat, I say, back off. I ask you, Lord, release your mighty angels on behalf of my brother and my sister, on behalf of their family, restoring, Lord, let every demonic assignment against them, I say, back off in Jesus' mighty name. Father, also, Lord, those who are battling, Lord, with a spirit of singleness, some of them, Lord, they feel they're a failure in the areas of relationship. Some of them, Lord, they want to get married. Some of them, Lord, they want to have a family, Lord, but they keep going from relationship after relationship. This spirit, this curse of, Lord, of unfruitfulness, this curse, Father, Lord, of a singleness, I say, broken off. A spirit of singleness, I address you in the mighty name of Jesus, and I command you, loose your grip in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray the cycle of defeat, the cycle of failure in relationship, the cycle of unfruitfulness, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Every foul devil that came specifically with the assignment to destroy my brother, my sister in the areas of relationship, every generational curse that came through the umbilical cord, came through the bloodline, came through past involvements in relationships, I say, broken off. Every word that was spoken to this man and to this woman that they will never succeed in their relationship, in their marriage, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Every cycle of unfruitfulness, I say, broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray for everyone who are battling right now with their job and their career. My brother, my sister who have gone to school, they spend thousands of dollars to get an education, and it seems that their career is on hold. Every cycle of defeat, every cycle of unfruitfulness, Lord, in their career, in their job, I say, broken off. A spirit of unfruitfulness, a spirit of failure, every spirit of hindrance, hindering them to succeed in their job, in their career, I say, loose your grip. A spirit that is behind this problem, I address you in the name of Jesus, and I say, loose your grip.
out of their lives. Out of them. Out of them. In Jesus' name. Father, right now, let every cycle of defeat today, I declare a shift in their job, a shift in their career. Every door that's been locked up, every spirit of failure, every spirit of, Lord, that has been fighting against them, every generational curse that came through the family, side of family, the father, the mother, Lord, every cycle of defeat in their job, in their career, every curse that was spoken, I say, broken off in Jesus' name, broken off in Jesus' mighty name. I declare freedom. I command those doors to be open for you today. I command that job to come in Jesus' name. Every cycle of defeat, Lord, in their business, my brother, my sister who've spent thousands of dollars, Father, to start their own business, and their business, Lord, is falling apart. I declare every spirit that is behind it, a spirit that is, Lord, hindering them, Lord, to succeed, I say, broken off. Loose your grip. Loose your grip. Loose your grip. In Jesus' name, Father, I ask you, according to Hebrews, Father, 1:14, your word say that the angels, they are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation. So, Lord, I ask you, surround my brother, my sister with your mighty angels, and let your angels, Lord, minister to my brother, my sister today. Lord, I declare every devil that have a grip on this man, this woman, every spirit of heaviness, hopelessness, every spirit that is fighting against them, Lord, to hinder them to step into a place, Lord, of fruitfulness, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Father, let the blessings of heaven come upon my brother, my sister. Lord, every spirit of hopelessness, heaviness, I address you, devil, a spirit of heaviness, every spirit of heaviness that's hovering over them, Lord, this hopelessness, depression, I say, broken off, broken off, broken off in Jesus' mighty name. I declare and I decree freedom from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, according to the word of God in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 18. The word of God say, what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. So Lord, I bind every demonic power that is operating in the life of my brother, my sister, in the area of their lives that they feel that they're a failure, Lord, that they are unfruitfulness. I declare we bind a spirit, a strong man that is operating a spirit of failure, and every devil that is under your power, we say bound up in Jesus' name. We change the fire. Lord, those who are battling in their, Lord, also, Lord, in their ministry, those who are called, Lord, to the ministry, Lord, and everything that they do in ministry never succeeds. Lord, I command a spirit of failure in ministry. I say broken off. Broken off in Jesus' name. Everything that is, Lord, that is hindering them, Lord, to succeed, to be, Lord, who you create them to be, to succeed in ministry, Lord, and every spirit of witchcraft, retaliation against them, I say, broken off. Loose your grip in Jesus' name. Father, I bless my sister. I bless my brother. I declare as a minister of the gospel that you are not a failure, my brother, my sister. You are not a failure. You are not a failure. You are not a failure. You are a more than conqueror to Christ Jesus. I declare that they spirit of guilt, that condemnation, the lie of the devil that is speaking to you that you are a failure, I say broken off, broken off, broken off in Jesus' name. I bless you today in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless you. I bless every area of your life. I prophesy into your life that the best days of your life is ahead of you as you surrender your life to the will of God. I bless you today in Jesus' mighty name. And if you receive, say amen. Say amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, before I finish, I do want to pray a final prayer for you. Okay, that is found in the book of Numbers chapter 6 and verse 24. If you can, please open your hands like this and let me pray this final prayer for you. My brother, my sister, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. My brother, my sister, I declare restoration in your life. I declare the peace of Christ entering inside of you right now and restoring and bringing hope back into your life. And that spirit of hopelessness, that heaviness that was hovering over you, that darkness that was hovering over you, I say broken off by the power of the Holy Ghost. I bless you, and I bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, saints, three things before we finish. Listen, one, if you've been blessed by this video, okay, would you please help me to, and by forwarding this video to somebody that you know that might be blessed, by, you know, to watch this video. Amen. So if you know somebody that is battling like yourself or somebody that can benefit from this prayer, would you please forward to them? Amen. Second thing, if you are not a subscriber on my YouTube channel, Evangelist Fernando Perez, would you become one? Would you subscribe today? Amen. So that you can receive more videos like this of healing and deliverance. Amen. And the third thing, please, I want to extend an invitation to you and your family to watch my a miracle and deliverance prayer campaign, Monday through Friday, online, right there, the comfort of your home. You can watch me, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, at my website, www.deliverancereport.tv. Deliverancereport.tv, and you can watch me Monday through Friday as we hold our miracle and deliverance prayer campaign. We pray each day of the week, every single day we pray for something different. Amen. So I want to stand with you. I want to see God restoring your life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And as I always say, don't forget, the best days of your life is ahead of you as you surrender your life to the will of God. Look forward to hear from you soon. God bless you. Bye now.